With a collection of some 137 million treasures, like the Wright Brothers' plane, the original Star-Spangled Banner, and Dorothy's red shoes from The Wizard of Oz, the Smithsonian Institution is often described as the nation's attic. The Washington, D.C. institution includes not just one museum, but 19 in total, plus there's the National Zoo, along with several research facilities. The Smithsonian is now entering into a new partnership with the Museum of the South Dakota State Historical Society. And joining us to talk about it is Harold Kloster, Director of Smithsonian Affiliations. And Mr. Kloster, thanks for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday.
Pleasure to be with you.
Also with us on the line from Pierre is Jay Smith, Director of the Museum of the South Dakota State Historical Society. And Mr. Smith, thanks for your time as well.
Thank you for the invitation.
Well, Mr. Kloster, we'll start with you. How did this partnership develop? Is it an outgrowth of past efforts between the Smithsonian and the State Historical Society?
Well, the Smithsonian has a longstanding relationship with the state of South Dakota that both of us are well aware of. It goes back to 1850. When some of our scientists came out to study fossils and other kinds of specimens. And throughout the years, we've been working together with various entities of the state. We have this national outreach program called Smithsonian Affiliations, and through discussions with the State Historical Society, it just seemed like a logical fit to join forces and work together more carefully and closely.
So there are parts of South Dakota that are in the Smithsonian Institution in D.C.?
Yes, there are, in fact, Native American collections, geological specimens, even some items owned by astronauts from South Dakota, paintings, you name it. There's a lot of South Dakota here.
Well, Jay Smith, what does this partnership mean for South Dakota?
Well, first of all, what it brings to South Dakota is just an incredible array of resources, from education programming and distance learning to collections to the ability to send a visiting scholar out to the Smithsonian to perform research. There's an intern program, and there's all sorts of opportunities available to us to combine our talents with the Smithsonian, and also for us to share South Dakota with the Smithsonian as well. That's part of the partnership process, is the fact that it's a two-way street. So we may, in fact, have more of South Dakota on display at the Smithsonian in the future as well.
Well, Harold Kloster, how do these affiliations, these other partnerships, that including this one with the South Dakota State Historical Society, how do these partnerships generally work, these affiliations?
Well, first of all, there's a very rigorous application process. We want to make sure that our missions are compatible, that there's professional staffing, and that there are good facilities that can ensure the well-being of Smithsonian artifacts if they're on loan. And the South Dakota State History Museum certainly met all those qualifications. There's no cookie-cutter approach. We work with each of our affiliates in a manner that will best enhance the work that they're doing and help expand the work that we're doing. Our mission is to make the Smithsonian more available in the local community, to share not only artifacts and exhibits, but also educational strategies and technical kinds of assistance. So our goal is to make ourselves more available in the local community, and we'll work with South Dakota in all of those ways. So we have loaned spaceships, spacecraft to museums. We have developed distance learning programs with other affiliates, and we just had one in South Dakota about a month ago on the Dust Bowl. And students came into the South Dakota State History Museum and got to talk to Ken Burns, who was here at the Smithsonian, talking about his new film on the Dust Bowl, of which certainly is a part of South Dakota's history, too. So there's a variety of avenues at which we can work together, and we're just at the beginning now to explore what those possibilities are.
Well, Jay Smith, being at the beginning of the partnership, from your perspective, how do you see this partnership growing, and how do you see some of the projects that will be developed and undertaken?
Well, first of all, we're going to concentrate on the education programming first. We just recently installed new distance learning equipment, the video conferencing capacity, to our education room. And on Friday, we worked with the Smithsonian Museum of American Art, the Smithsonian American Art Museum, to bring a special program for teachers to the museum so that they could see what resources are available through this new affiliation and partnership. And a woman named Sally Otis, who's an educator there, talked with our teachers, and we're all very excited about that. So our curator of interpretation, Renette Romsa, will be working with various educators at various Smithsonian museums to develop some distance learning programs that puts us on the floor of the Smithsonian in places. And it's just a really remarkable opportunity. But I want to stress that these things don't just happen overnight, and we will be working on these going forward. We're also starting to think about exhibits, but that takes a little bit more time, so don't expect to see anything quite yet, but we will certainly keep people informed, and we'll make full use of this wonderful new affiliation.
Well, Jay Smith, does this partnership with the Smithsonian, does this benefit the museum in Pierre, or is this something that will the people across South Dakota will be able to enjoy? Will it involve the local communities in the state?
Well, we're going to do our best to involve the local communities almost immediately with the programs that get developed. We want to make sure that everyone has access to that, and as part of that, we're going to work with schools through the Department of Education and through our, of course, our video conferencing to provide more of those programming opportunities and to give people in those communities more access to some of the programs that are put on by the Smithsonian Institution. Harold made reference to the Dust Bowl program that was held a few weeks back. We were a part of that, and we anticipate doing more of that going into the future. And now that we've done it before, it makes it that much easier for us to take it around to the schools and get it promoted so that people understand what's about to happen.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke, and we're talking about a new partnership with the Smithsonian and the Museum of the South Dakota State Historical Society. And joining us is Harold Kloster, Director of Smithsonian Affiliations, and Jay Smith, Director of the Museum of the South Dakota State Historical Society. Mr. Kloster, we've been talking about video conferencing and long-distance learning programs. It sounds to me like as technology has changed and evolved, and this really helps the outreach of the Smithsonian.
You're absolutely right. The opportunities are so much greater now than they were 10 years ago. We can do joint data sharing. We can do joint research projects. We can reach so many more students and young people at one time. These opportunities are changing every month or two or three with a new technology. So we're trying to stay on top of all these different kinds of opportunities. We're working on new smartphone apps and other ways of reaching especially young people who want a different kind of experience when they come to a museum now. They want it much more interactive. They want to be able to customize their own experience. They want to engage with technology. So we see that as a vital part of what we're doing here at the Smithsonian, and we're glad that all this new technology is available. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the ability to reach as many people as we do.
Do you think that dilutes the museum experience or enhances it?
I don't know. I think it totally enhances it. People still want to come to a museum to see the real thing, and there's no substitute for that. There's nothing like standing in front of the Star-Spangled Banner or the desk that Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence on, or the ruby slippers that you mentioned, but or the wonderful artifacts that they have at the South Dakota State Historical Museum. People want to see the real thing, but they also want to be able to customize their experience. They want to be able to contribute. What do they know about it, or what connection or association do they have? What's the personal side of that? And they want to be much more engaged, to be able to use their hands and their minds together. So I think it's a welcome development to have these abilities. Many more people, especially you're talking about a state with a large rural population that may not be able to come to the museum on a regular basis, or we know that people, if they're lucky, only make it to Washington once or twice in a lifetime and only have a day or a few hours to see the Smithsonian. So we want people to be able to take home this experience and continue it in the way that they're comfortable continuing it.
Well, Harold Kloster, partnerships like the one that the Smithsonian is undergoing now with the State Historical Society, does this mean that the Smithsonian just keeps growing and growing and growing, or that its mission is changing, or that it's just expanding its mission?
Well, our mission has always been the increase and diffusion of knowledge, and that those were the words that were handed down to us from our founder and benefactor James Smithson in his will when we were established in 1846. So our mission hasn't changed, but the way in which one can increase and diffuse knowledge, certainly that changes. And we know, too, that we just can't wait for people to come here to see us in Washington, that we need to go out and make it possible for people to experience the Smithsonian in their own community. So it's not really a mission change, and it's not really an expansion. It's kind of smart thinking to develop better collaborative relationships with museums across the country so that all of us can work together to make our resources more widely available and to bring the best that everyone has to offer. We're learning a lot from our affiliates every day, and they're contributing to our work. So it's a two-way street, and we just think that, especially in these economic times, that people have to partner and collaborate to get more bang for their buck, and that's what we're doing.
How many?
Carl, if I could add to that,
sure, Jay.
You know, the South Dakota State Historical Society is now but one of 177 affiliates around the country, and our relationship isn't just with the Smithsonian Institution; it's with those other 176 affiliates. So there is no telling what wonderful things can happen as a result of these new collaborations. And in June, they hold a conference for affiliates at the Smithsonian, and we will certainly have a presence there this year. And we've already started to make contacts with other affiliates, such as the Durham Western Heritage Museum in Omaha, and other places, talking about some of this video conferencing that we are more than just dipping our toe in the water with now. So we're very excited. I think this just brings world of potential to the collaborative aspects of what we already do with the South Dakota State Historical Society.
Well, Jay Smith, when will people in South Dakota first see the fruits of this partnership?
Well, as I say, soon with the distance learning programs, and by that I mean within the next couple of months with, I don't want to put a final date on it yet, but we're already starting to work on those. As far as exhibits go, that takes a little longer planning period, but right now we're in the midst of putting together a new exhibit in our Hogan Gallery, which is the one that changes regularly, but we're also starting to look at the South Dakota experience because, as you know, Carl, that parts of that are a little bit older and in need of some renewal and revitalization. So there are a number of things that we can do there, but part of what we want to do is make that gallery more flexible so that we can bring more artifacts into it so that the real McCoy stays as vital and as important as ever, but also bring in some new technology as well to have that do a little better work for us than it is doing now. We've got some older technology in there, so we're hoping to work with some other historical societies to see what works best in certain environments as well. So this is just a great opportunity for us to do that. And again, those take a little bit of time, but you're going to see the benefits of this certainly by 2014 and before.
Well, Jay Smith, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And Mr. Kloster, thanks for your time as well.
Thank you so much, Carl. Take care.
That's Harold Kloster, Director of Smithsonian Affiliations, and Jay Smith is Director of the Museum of the South Dakota State Historical Society. And the State Historical Society is entering a new partnership with the Smithsonian as a Smithsonian Institution affiliate.